Amrei Rava le Rava Bar Mori. No, most Dam Rabbanon pidpinin Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabbi. Amrei Dichsiv Hoyek Yom Elecha. Onu Neitzei VaAmarta Aleim Kaimar Hashem. Asher Lamos Lamos. Asher LeCherev Cherev. Asher LeRav Rav. Asher LeShevi Shevi. Amyechnan Kol Mocher Pasuk Zeh Kashem Chavei Rois. His whole list of all these bad things. Listing all these bad things that are going to happen. Hashem said that all these bad things are going to happen, so it gets progressively worse. Cherub Koshim Mavis. Yibay Seim Mekra, Yibay Seim Mesfar. Yibay Seim Mekra, Yibay Seim Mesfar, Hai Kam Menavel, Hai Lo Kam Menavel. The guy dies, he gets sick, he dies, Seder. If he gets knifed, then there's a nivel mace. His blood, everything. It's worse to die with a sword than to die in your bed. You might say makra. Your korban Hashem mafsa lachasida. I guess mav is there means we be cher. It's your korban Hashem. It's hard. It's hard. It's heavy.
What?
Rav, painful death, slow painful death. You get killed with a sword, it happens, you know, it's over right away. You might say Makrod, Taivim Hayu, Chale Cherev, Michale Rav. Pesha Pasuk that all that died by Cherev were better off. Shvi Koshimikulam, the coolest Snayu Bey. So Grashi, Shvubi Yarakum, Lasses by Kol Chefzai. Im Lomus, Im Lacher, Im Lerov, someone that's captured by the Goyim, anything can happen, and therefore, Pinyin Shvuyim is the worst of all the things that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is talking about, because anything can happen. Tanabana. Gubashal Tztok and Nigbis Vishnayim, Mizchalekas Vishloisha. When the Gaboyit Tztok go around collecting for the Kupa, they need to. And when they figure out who to give what to, you need three. Nigv Mishnayim, Shein Eisim Srara is all Tzibur. Pachas Mishnayim. You're doing Srara, which is a position of power. You're over them. It says for Tzibur, all Tzibur, you need the two people. In other words, you're going around and you're taking money from people, so that's a sror. It's a position of power. You're taking money from them. So Mela, that requires two people. Some say because it's not covered for the tzibur that you should have one person. Also, the tzibur deserves at least two people. So, upon him, therefore you need two. It's cholekas v'shloish because the imam is. It's like together bezin to decide which money goes to who. For that, you need like a bezin. Rashi, la'ayin ulos is chol echad kafi tefelim shapluyim bay. You have to figure out the needs of each particular family. A male of that's like the imam. That's ready. Who should get the money? For that, you need like a bezin. For that, you need like a bezin. So Tais has a kasha of a zoi, because you have to figure out who gets what. That's like the dini mamonis. So when you collect the money, also it should be like dini mamonis. So he says, to my case where you knew where it wasn't like you had to assess the guy's value and see how much you can take from him. Talking about that, it was a set amount everyone has to pay. So now it's just a question of collecting it. So then. It's called srara, but it's not something. It's not like Dina Mamanis that the Bezna has to sit and figure out how much the guy has to pay. Tamchoi niggas b'shloisha, mischalekas b'shloisha. Shegivuya v'chiluka shavim. Look, Rashi. Tamchoi is like the soup kitchen. So what does that mean? B'chol yoyim midei yoyim, b'yoyim yiktonu kamer. I think, okay, ein gibuya b'shnayim, shlo yitztarchu l'choyach l'vakish, that's just shlish l'chalek. So we're not saying that b'atzim, since it's like hand to mouth, so to speak, as soon as you get, you're talking about collecting real food. They went around getting food and they gave it right away to the aniyim. So it's just more efficient to say to give it out, you need three people, so you might as well collect with three people because it's happening as soon as you collect it, you're basically giving it out. Tamchoi b'chol yoyim. They used to give the aniyim food every day. Kupo merav Shabbos erav Shabbos, and tamchoi laniya oilam. Kupo laniya ir. So tamchoi was open for the general public. People used to go from city to city. They would be able to get a meal from the tamchoi. You didn't have to be part of the city in order to. Didn't have to be kavu in the city in order to eat from the tamchoi. But to get money from the kupa. Pat the air, for that you have to be part of the city. We're showing b'nei air, Lasa is kupa tamchoi, the tamchoi kupa. They could switch between kupa tamchoi, tamchoi and kupa. Look, Rashi, mechal b'ni oilam im yirbu aleim. Let's say punk that day, a lot of traveling aniyim. So a lot of take from the kupa and. Use it to buy food. Mushnayis l'chol ma sheyirtzu. Oh, so here, Taisa says, "Nila ben tam nichoim l'shanayisai afu davar shos." Taisa says this halacha b'nei ir allowed to take tzedaka money and do what they want with it if it's by consensus, but zayin to the ir do anything. I think Rebbe Megashel says no, it has to stay in yoni tzedaka. Chomash yirtzu, but still has to be tzedaka related. Rishon b'nei ir lahasna is al midos val sharim al schar poilim or si al kitzosan. So the B'nai Ir have a right to decide, have kwalim gabe all in yonim of the city. Lahasna midais, v'hagvil sahir, or lahakvil, they could decide how big the measurement should be. V'ala sha'arim, shar chitin v'yayin, shleim kurenu, shan azu yais, m'kach v'kach damim. For every reason, they decide that they could be kaveh a price. You can't charge more than a certain amount for wheat or for wine, whatever it is, for whatever reason. Aschar payimos, they could be kaveh minimum wages. Masi al kitzasan, a liknois, as Rashi says, oiver al kitzas devrayim, someone that goes against what they were kaveh, they could be punished. The bnei ir have a right to punish if the people don't listen to them. Asiyam, Niklas is over al kids the vein. Asiyam, midas din tayre. Meaning they didn't want to listen. They wanted to go with the regular thing. They still we could punish them. Amma, enes and sraros al tivu pachlu shnayim. Minani milam of nachman makra. Vehem yichus is up. And the Mishkan says, Vehem yichus is up. Tchel is gomer zan shani l'sheish. This is Haim. What's Haim? You see, you need two people. Seeing these two people. Srar is Huloy Abdi, Ahimuni Mihimin. So they can't do Srar, they can't be given the money. But a single guy could be a Gizbar, and we trust him, he's trustworthy. He could be in charge of the money, he could be the treasurer and hold the money, but as long as he's not collecting, and it's not a position of Srara. Being the treasurer, is not a position of power. You're just watching the money, you're just holding the money, but you have to be trustworthy. So even a yach is trustworthy. It's not Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina, Maisa, Umina, Rebbe, Shnei Achen, Al-Kupa. So you see that even though Rashi Gabi Emnusa, Kechad Damu, right, because they're Gabi Edus, they're Pasul Edus, they're really just like one. So you see that you don't need like two Edim, and one guy is trustworthy. My Sarusa. What's the Amar Nachman? Maravul Lefisha Mashkin Al Tzaka. Why is collecting Tzaka considered a srara? Why is it a position of power? Scratch the Kupa, the Kamer Allah. Lefisha Ain Oisin Srara. Let's see, where's the srara? The guy goes around, you know, like. People go around, like, and I don't know if we go around for Tamcha Shabbos every Friday in some buildings. I happen to be doing it, but everybody go around, and people just get 10 shekel every day, every Shabbos. You know, I'm not like, what's a srara? Adrama, I feel like a 2 cent. I feel like you know, people like you feel like a shnara. You don't feel like it's no position of power. So where's the power over here? That's Gemara, because I'm mashing all tzedaka. Because you could take a mashkin. If the guy doesn't want to give it, you could go grab something. That's already a position of power. I feel bad with Shabbos. Sheyesh piskum pel ba bayis loy matarani. The guy says, well, I'm busy, whatever, making Shabbos. And they said, no, it's not an excuse. You could go in there and take the chalm from a mashkin, you know. Hashem is going to punish those that apply pressure. Now, Kamina, if the guy is rich, then you'll have to take a mashkin. If the guy is poor, you take a mashkin, then that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Upakadati al Gabit Stalker. The Rava Achpel Rav Nosan Barami the Shokum in a Arba Meir Zuzi with Stoka took 400 Zuz because he was Aymer and they was rich. Oh, so this is a very important discussion over here. So, I mean, he forced him, right? So you could force on Stoka. So the question is, I the Gemara in Chulin says. Hashem tells you to schar if it's taka. And the mitzvah that we tell you to schar, then it says ein bezdin shamata muzar, and bezdin shamata is not muzar. So how could we force on staka? Gemara is someone keeping avein. And in time, the high kfiya medvarimu. Gemara kfiya in other words, it doesn't mean he actually forced him, physically beat him up until he took the money, he got the money. Meaning he applied a little pressure with words. So that's not what the Gemara and Chulin is talking about. The Gemara and Chulin is talking about being kaifu, beating the guy up. That we say, Mount Schar Betzili, you can't do that. The din of Makin Oysa, Shteitz and Afshai. Yeah, the guy says sukkah ben yoyis lul ben naito. So you beat him up until he's willing to do the mitzvah. That doesn't apply by kibud ayin. That won't apply to tzedakah either. But you gotta put a little pressure on him. We near the tzedakah kaifim from the isbe lav chesiv loisam mitzvah levavcha tulavin loisikba mitzvah yadcha. Oh, so Taisa says that even though an asay sheman tzchar b'tzida. You can't be kaifa, but over here there's a lav, and the schar for the mitzvah of tzedakah was for the asay, not for the lav. So for the lav, you could be kaifa. Happens in this taisus is the source of a classic kasha of the nesivus. Not in the nesivus, and the nesivus is Pirush Al Torah, Nachas Yankiv. And Parshas Re'eh, he asked the kasha. We all know the machlek is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, what we call Prut Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, If someone is Isaac the mitzvahs hashavas aveda, he's potter from giving money for nani. And that's why according to Rabbi Yaisi, he's a Shema Aveda is a Shema Sachar. Now, let me ask you a question. Isaac mitzvah is potter by mitzvah. Is Isaac mitzvah allowed to be Oiva Averis?
No.
Yeah, be Oiva Lav? Avada not. Is a Savinala be Oiva Lav? By its talk, it is two Lav. So why is Isaac mitzvah? Why Isaac by Shavas Aveda? Are you potter from its talk? Aitai tells me not only is it one lab by its talk, it is two lab.
Just in the first
say. One second. So that's the question. Isaac of mitzvah is part of Manasseh, but not from a lab, so why is Isaac of mitzvah part of its talk? Zuck Dave. Somebody heard it from me. Came up in
Friday
share. Zog Dave and Mechavim to Rav Chanan and Shalom Eishiv that the assay of the Loisa assay of Stokka of Loisa Amitz as Lubavcha of Loisa Sikpa as Yodcha, the Loisa assay is there to Mechazik the assay. We have a similar concept Rishonim and Kedushin Naflamid Gimel when Taisis, the Gemara says a woman's Chayiv Mitzah assay She'ain as man grama. Taiz asks, all the examples that the Gemara gives, the mitzvah says she'ain as man grama, all of them have lois assays. Shabbos Aveda, the mitzvah Micah, etc. All the say that are not zman grama, the nash machayev. Anyway, there's a lois assays. The nash machayev lois anyway. What's an afkamina? So, what's an afkamina? Because the Taiz is his parents, the Ramban says that the Lois essay of Micah and the Lois essay of Shavas Aveda, it's just in Mechazik the essay. So if a woman would be potter mitzvah say she'ain is man grama, then there would be no Lois either. It's only because the woman's chayiv mitzvah she'ain is man grama, and she's chayiv in the essay of Shavas Aveda, she's chayiv in the essay of Micah, male she's chayiv Lois essay also. But you're not going to say that, oh, since the woman's chayiv generally Lois essays, she's chayiv in the Lois essay of Mike and the Lois of Hashem Zavei, and if you don't need the klal, Mr. Say, Shane is man grama. Look at Mechanan, who are then Boinian over here. The reason why Isaac B'mitzvah is potter from Staka, because once he's potter from the Asay of Staka, he's potter from the Lois essay also. There is no Lois essay. That's one Teretz. The Nesivis himself answers, M'chush de Teretz. He says the Lav is only talking about Mamish guys in bad shape. And he's Mamish starving, he's Orem, Mamish has no clothes. Then there's a Lois essay. But Stam Regalani, there's no Lois essay, it's only an essay. And he says, the Nafkamin also got to be Chaimish. For mitzvah, say, you have to give a Chaimish. He says, but for Lois, I say, you have to give Kol Mainai, not to be Oyvind Lois, I say. So what about Staka? You have to give Kol Mainai, not to be Oyvind Staka? It's two Lois, I say.
No.
Why not?
Because it's only to enforce the asset.
No, but then the Siva didn't go with that parents.
Because he
says only when he's starving. But Samela, he says, oh, but if it comes out, if the guy's talking starving, you have to give him a mind. Problem is, Ram and Perish Mishnah is a Perish, not like that.
He doesn't need all your money.
In case where he needs all your money, or you don't have a lot of money, all you have is $10, and he needs a shirt, it's almost $10, okay? So the Rambam says in Perish Mishnah, in the beginning of Sechas Peah, when he discusses the din of Chaimish, he says the Perish, fill with someone that's starving and he's Arum, still there's din of Ali Vaz, Yais Mechaimish. The Perish, not like the Nesivis. So the question is, what's Taka Peshat? There's a Lois say. Oh, so Almai, you see the Lois is on Chazik. But you can say different Teretz. That when we say the chil between Asay and Lois, say the Gabi Chaimish, Is that Tali Naseh Veloise? Is that Tali in? If it's Kumba Seh Shevatai Seh. He had Veloise say, how you're able to love of Leisik Baitz Es Yodcha, Beshev Altai Seh, which is normally where you're able to say. So there, the first, it's Kamat Mefurish Naraj, but Kamat Tessan Beis, Kamat Mefurish, that the din of Chaimish versus Kol Maina is not Tali Naseh Veloise Seh, it's Tali, whether you're being over Kumba Seh, or you're over Beshev Altai Seh. Mustam, if you want to look in the notes from Bava Kama Tesan Beis, Mustam will see it over there. Okay, right. No, right side. A meskil mezir gzerakia. Zed dayin. Shedon din emes lamitoi. He shines gzerakia. Matzdike, harabim ki chaychavim loilam. Those are the matzdike rabim are like stars. Aloilam vod. The elu gabayit staka. Them matzdike rabim. The gabayit staka. Hamaskilim aldad ma'amau tzarach. Hasisin tani. Hamaskilim izog zarekia. Zedayin shudin emes. Amita gabayit staka. Big gabayit staka. Ah, so according to the first pshat, matzdike tztaka, or the matzdike rabbim, the gabbai tztaka. They're matzdike rabbim, they help the rabbim. But they're not called maskilim. According to the second pshat, they're called maskilim. That Rashi says, they're maskilim, they have to figure out the needs of the ani. Matzdike rabbim, kichachav loyim vayed, el mam teraykes. Those are the people, the rabbayim, that teach kids. Matzdike rabbim, henchim lamim, chan chanoisim, the Derech Taiva. Going man, I'm a Rav, going Rav Shmuel Bashilas. The Rav, Ashkel Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Tavakai Beginasa. He met Rav Shmuel Bashilas. He was taking a little teal in the garden. He was chilling in the garden. Amalei Shafkas Leminusach. Well, you left your job, you left your position. He was a Rabbi, he was a Cheder Rabbi. And what are you doing here? Hamalei, Hakleisa Shnin Lechazali. Hashtanam is Datoy Eluye. For 13 years, they didn't take a break. Yeah? The one time they take a break, you catch me like, you know, that's it, I left, you know, I'm finished. And even now, I'm thinking about, that my das is on, and I'm thinking how to do things for them better. Rabbanon, my, I'm a Vina Vaivav, so what's the, what? These are all very nice, schar, all these people that are, that's Tiki Rabim, Tayonim, Mamit Tanaikis. What about the Rabbanan? Scratch, Tamil Chomim, Haiskim Betayer, Tambit, Mike Sibu, what's their schar? Amravina, Ba'ayavav, Ketsez Hashemesh Bivurasai. These are all Zayrakia, the shine of the Kia, the Rakia, the Kechavim. But the Chomim is like the Shemesh, Ketsez Hashemesh Bivurasai. That's the status of a Talmud Chacham.